The views and opinions of the hosts and guests of this program are of their own and not a reflection of Milwaukee Black Media or 1017 The Truth. Good afternoon, Milwaukee. You're tuned in to the lunch break on 1017 The Truth, where everything is an option on the menu.
And one thing about me, I'm a tough cookie, but I know what I can't do. And I'm not suffering. All right. I fought my whole life. I'm all right.
Excuse me, Cletus. Hop over this, man.
Yeah, I wasn't doing it. So I was like, I'm not paying $1,000 to sleep on somebody's couch.
Grab your lunch, hit send on that email, and get ready for the best hour of your day.
My way of thinking is that the parents do all they can, but once the kids leave out that door, whatever have you, they make their own decisions. I don't care if you're 9 or 99, it's still your decision about the situations that you get involved yourself in.
We talking about taxpaying citizens. Look into their taxes. Look into this. We talking about elected officials doing backdoor deals, and somehow she still want to blame immigrants. That's what we talking about right now. We following the money, and you still want to blame black people and immigrants and welfare and all of these things for policies and backdoor deals that put poor people in worse position.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the 3rd Street Market Hall.
Like you said, they want to pad their pockets, but they need a reason to push things through. And I guess the low-hanging fruit is, okay, well, this is a problem, right? Y'all want to fix the problem, and they just hope nobody looks into it like, wait, when did food trucks become an issue?
Here are your hosts, Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon.
Good afternoon. How are you doing? You are now clocked in on your lunch break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. Located in the heart of downtown Milwaukee in the 3rd Street Market Hall. Live from the American Family Insurance Studio. Shannon, how you feeling? Take it away before I mess it up.
Man, I'm feeling great. And I got my full cup of Joe. Why do you call it cup of Joe? But anywho. Man, feeling good, ready to get this going. Before we go into this conversation, I want the people to follow us on Facebook. Go to Facebook and go to The Lunch Break. That's where you can find us and continue these great conversations. Make sure you chime into the chat on YouTube. What you making that face for, Ray? You distracted me. What's that?
I was just chilling.
I ain't telling nobody nothing else.
Y'all, I didn't say
figure
anything.
Figure it out yourself. I'm just playing. On YouTube, join the chat, y'all. We on the Truth 101.7, The Truth on YouTube. And make sure you guys call us 833-212-1017. Call us, and we got the text line popping. So if you scared to get on live, text us your thoughts, opinions, views. I almost said something else. But anyways, make sure y'all text us. Join the chat. Join the conversation.
Yeah,
award winning around here. We got awards and whatnot. We got plaques on the wall. Let me.
Yeah, we can stop, we put them up right in a like. Let's put some stuff up in the background.
Plaque? I'm about to go to the Goodwill, see if they got some plaques up in there, and just put some on. Ain't nobody straight gonna see up what I got in the back.
We can see your background, Shannon. We can see your background pretty clear.
Harvard University, right here. And I'm gonna put the award winning plaque.
That wasn't me, Shannon. That was
Look, so y'all don't believe me.
Shouts out to the chat. Henry Peters 4500 said, Good afternoon. Once again, please like and subscribe. Don't forget, we do have the MilwaukeeCourier.com as well, where you can get some news that you could use. We got a pretty interesting show. We had a great show yesterday. Gave the folks some updates on the Nolan situation. We also talked about something that it was important to Shannon, not being able to date the go-to guy in the family. But before we get into the show today, man, you know, we want to make sure that you all are staying warm today. It's hot. It's hot in the city. It's hot in the city. The heat advisory through 8 p.m. Wednesday for all of Southeast Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Waukesha, Racine, Kenosha, Ozaukee, Washington, and beyond. All right. So they're saying it could feel is anywhere from 100 to 100. That's Vegas numbers. Jesus.
Man.
Above
and
100.
On top of it, it's not a dry heat. Like, it's all moist and ugh. Oh, like, yeah, sticky and ugh.
Yeah, it's a humid heat that's happening. Mm-hmm. So please do not leave your kids in the car. Please do not leave.
Bro, kids, dogs,
your pets.
Man.
Don't leave food in the, you know what I'm saying? Don't leave.
Even for a few seconds.
Man, no. Please. It's hot.
Don't do it. Don't even crack a window. Don't leave nobody in them cars, all right?
Literally,
like, for my car, it shows what the temperature is inside the car, and it will reach 150 sometimes. So if y'all care about whatever y'all got, don't leave it in the car. I can tell you that right now. Even, like, shoes and stuff like that. Whatever that can melt, it will melt in these type of temperatures, so.
Yeah.
Be cognizant of that.
Absolutely. And also be cognizant of knowing your rights during these type of things. Wisconsin laws bars utilities from disconnecting electric services while a heat advisory / warning is in effect. So if you've been disconnected for non-payment or the utilities, they must make a responsible attempt to reconnect it. And then also where to get cool off for free. You could call or text Impact 211. Text your zip code to find the nearest cooling center. Any Milwaukee Public Library during business hours, plus the health department. Designated cooling sites and senior centers. So stay hydrated, y'all. Stay hydrated. It is hot. It's hot in. So hot in here.
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, a little bit of... Hey, are the churches open during things like this so people can go in and get cooler?
See Shannon trying to... What? Shannon is a little instigator.
What?
I don't know.
I'm not. I just want to make sure servants of the community.
And then Zach just be falling for it. Now,
I just want to make sure servants of the community is serving the community. Remember the floods was happening and that one...
Yeah.
What?
Joel Osteen.
Said Joe.
My mega church is safe, not y'all, boo.
Oh my God. I promise I won't be trying, y'all. I'll be trying to keep Shannon and Zach, like, you know, so we don't be having beef in the streets. But I can tell, obviously, I'm the unk. I'm the unk and they the YNs.
Nah, you the big brother. You're the responsible older brother just trying to babysit mama bad kids.
Dragging me into, you know what? Shouts out to Homer Blow. Let's clap it up for Homer Blow, man, our true compadre. One half of the morning show with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman in the morning was celebrated down at City Hall today for celebrating 35 years in radio. Clap it up once again for that. That is an amazing achievement. And we're going to give him some more claps, too, because not only was he celebrating 35 years in radio, he was also celebrating 32 years of the Homer Blow Youth Birthday Party that he does 100% free, doesn't charge the community anything, gives away toys, bikes, gifts, all types of amazing things that he does on his birthday for young people. So shouts out to Homer Blow, man. Well deserved, well honored down at City Hall. And shouts out to the Truth family that was able to go down there and attend. Shouts out to Meech and CC. CC, A-Town down.
Are you with me? Hey.
Hey, that was a better one, Shannon. CC, are you with me? I like that one. See, Shannon got
it. Hey, see?
She got the grades, fam. We got a good thing going on up here. 833-212-1017 is the number to dial. 1017 is the number to dial. You could also text it, as Shannon said. How you feel, Shannon? Talk to me.
I'm feeling good. You know, I think that's super dope, though. 35, right? 35 years in radio.
That's
crazy. Holding it down, man. That's what's up. Congratulations to him. And then, like, I love what he's doing with the kids for his birthday. That's something that, like, I strive to do after I'm done partying. You know what I'm saying? I could save some coins and do something for the kids on my birthday. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Man, what I will say about Blow, too, man, is... don't know. A lot of people don't know. I had when I was in school before music took me elsewhere. And my grades, and my college grades.
Trying to blame the music. No, I'm just.
Well, you know, I was focused. I wasn't focused on the lectures. I was focused on the pen. But you know, I did go to Concordia for 2 years for radio broadcasting and mass communications. And when we got out of that, I did intern at V100. But after V100 and as I got older, me and the homie Nov, when we had Fly Gang popping back in the day, I want to say 2009, 2010 or something like that, Homer Blow, you know, he has his own radio show. So Blow, to me, was doing the podcasting before podcasting was even a thing. He had the network before having a podcast network was even a thing. And we was on that network, man. And I could say that I'm proud to have been a part of that. And he was ranked in the world, not the nation, like in the world. Like, dang. If I'm not mistaken, Blow, if you listening, call in and correct me, because I know Blow don't like, he don't let false facts just sit out there about his resume. But I want to say he was top five in the world for a few years, if I'm not mistaken. So it's dope to see that. It's dope to see where it has grown to. Completely proud of and salute to Homer Blow. Laughing at
that shit. Man, that's what's up. You said home. Look, I gotta work on that.
That's how you
can
say
we get
it.
A, look,
that's how you say it.
Homer Blow.
That's how you do it. Holla Black. am I tripping, Zach? That's his stuff.
Yeah, that's his stuff.
That's how you get down.
That's his stuff. That's his stuff.
I almost had to hit the
Hey, how much money I got up in here, man?
It's full.
Yes.
We need a new one.
This from
one
yesterday.
This one is full.
Like I knew I did it. It's
man.
Look, that's my airfare.
Man. Please call it. Please call it, man. If you got a Homer Blow story, we'd like to hear a Homer Blow story. If you know Blow, even if you just call in to shout him out. 833-212-1017. It's Tuesday. Is it Talent Tuesday today, Shannon? You freestyling?
Man, it's Talent Tuesday. You know, I've been working on my freestyles, but I'm just going to keep them to myself at this time. So I'm going to give the floor to you, a professional, and I'll be the hype man. I told you, I got one verse in me, not even one verse. I just want to say, move your body, girl. So you freestyle and I do the ad-libs.
Oh man, Milwaukee Amanda said Homer Blow was our DJ at H2O. He sure was. He sure. Homer
H2O?
Blow was the Oh man. Zach said what was Water? H2O? It was Club
I
H2O.
I feel like I remember the name, but that was.
She said only real ones remember that. You see, and this is why I be saying some of the things I say, Shannon, because you say something like that. But yeah, man, H2O
what
was it was a popular teen club. Back in my days, when I was
why would
a teen.
I know about a teen? I remember hearing H2O, but I wasn't a teen.
Show number two in the, I told you, show number two in the world. That's what it was. Show number two in the world. Not like blowradio.com. And I'm proud to have been a part of that and to see where it grow to now. But to do that back then before podcasting was even a thing, and I don't think people realize how big of a platform that was, not just for Milwaukee music, but for Black Milwaukee, Shannon, like the outlet that he was providing for businesses, organizations, people that just had stories that was typically being silenced by other media companies and so forth. So he really, in my opinion, opened up the floodgates for even people understanding
the
what online radio could look like and so forth. So shouts out to Homer Blow, man. She said you got to be born in the 80s to know about H2O. Strawberry Passion said facts. Jasmine, hey y'all, what up, cousin? Shouts out to all our cousins in the chat,
what's
man.
Up, y'all?
Hey, we got Brian, man. Brian, how you doing? You live on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Talk to us. You got a home of blow story for us.
Yeah, I got a home of blow story. He helped me marry my first wife in 1986.
You said, say that one more time.
He helped me meet and marry my first wife in 1986 at Interns East.
Your first wife?
First wife, Interns East, 1986.
Man, congrats.
I couldn't wait to marry this girl because she was so fine. Mm. So I had Home and Blow play a request. I had to make a request. I made a request. Ooh. I Can't Wait by New Shoes.
I was just going to ask you, what song was it? Well,
I Can't Wait.
Can't wait. I feel like I'm thinking about the other version. I was in the islands around there, and I ain't gonna lie to you. I was listening to Buju Banton back then, so I ain't gonna sit here and lie to you.
Homie used to spin at Interns East. That's when I first ran into him.
I met
my first wife at Interns. He was spinning records there.
So you say first wife? I'm assuming you're no longer with her.
Yeah, I done moved on, but I couldn't wait to bed her. I couldn't wait to marry her. So he played that song for me. I Can't Wait. That's a New Shoes.
That's a beautiful
Homer
love
Blow,
story.
1986.
Shouts out to Homer Blow, man. Getting marriages together back in 1986. As a matter of fact, I was two in 86. That's why I don't know that song. I was two. I was like Shannon age when I was, you know, whatever. Whatever that math was.
Oh, it's a little players out here that remember Interns
Z, the home of Blow from Interns Z. That was a popular club back then.
Yeah, it was a place to be.
Place to be. Shouts out to Homer Blow, man. Making love happen. Appreciate their story, Brian. Thanks for calling in and sharing that. If you know Homer Blow, man, please give him a call. Please give Homer Blow a call and just tell him congratulations. Let him know that you appreciate the work and everything that he's doing in the city, man. And speaking of Homer Blow, looking to discover and support local businesses in our community, then make sure you tune in every Friday at 8 a.m. to The Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman for What the Business Is, powered by We Energies. Each week, you'll hear from local business owners as they share what their business is, where they're located, and one valuable lesson they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses and the communities they serve. Don't miss What the Business Is every Friday at 8 a.m. only on Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman, powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local businesses. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back on the lunch break on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth with Ray Nitti and Maybe Shannon.
Don't go anywhere.
Oh, I already know how he sleep. He said,
"Hey, welcome back, man, to the award." I wish it was a camera on Zach. Y'all, he in there going crazy. Welcome back to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. This is the lunch break with Ray Nitti and Maybe Shannon. We having a good time, man. Shouts out to Brian, man. He picked a vibe to slide on his first wife with, man. Blow, you shot him alive. I know this song. I mean, Shannon is going crazy.
Yeah, me too.
I just looked at YouTube. Shannon in there like.
Hey, you know, it's a trend now where they like, if you was in the 80s, how would you slide on your wife? And people getting down. This is exactly what I envisioned. God, look, I could tell exactly how you went.
I wasn't ready for that visual. But right, hey, what's funny is you and Zach was hitting the exact same dances, and then I look down at the screen and see you like, they gonna get rid of us. Hey, hey, hit it, oh, oh.
You can do the little Kim tip.
Yeah, he's he said you can do the look. Hey, oh. We gonna get put out. Cue the music. Cue the close out music. Shouts out to the chat. The chat having a good time. Jasmine, Jazz West, Anita Nicole. It's time to go. They is in there playing. Jasmine, what it do? Jazz West, what it do? Anita Nicole, what it do? They said that's my jam. So I did know that song. I might have been two, but I knew what it do. Man, so we good? Everybody recalibrated? We back? All right, bet. Cool. We got
it. Yeah, man. That was a bop for real. Hey, he snapped with that one. He knew what's man, what?
Man, you know my back hurting here too. Okay. So that was a lot for Unk just now. I'm sweating.
But I should have stretched before all that.
Man, I had to jump that fence in New York to beat them crowds.
Look, you was with them people.
Hey, I was on day two. We didn't disrupt anything. But yeah, man, I hurt myself a little bit trying to step over that joint. But let's get back on track here. Shannon, you had the yes, internet sir. Buzzing yesterday. The go-to guy. You said he ain't getting on the program. Yeah. You said he ain't getting on the program. So
I'm gonna already on his mama's program.
See, we gonna have me and Amanda had a talk about this too, and I think y'all might be.
I
want to
hear what
page.
She said.
She said,
I know that's right. I knew my girl.
Is she still in the chat? But anyway, quick recap. For the new listeners, the viral take, women saying no to dating the man who's the designated fixer for every woman in his family. Yesterday's polls and calls split the room. The endless child tax angle hit a nerve and so forth. So we just want to know, is that person that, Shannon, we didn't get to get into it, so we would like to know your thoughts. Now, oh, she in the chat. She done dropped eyes in the chat. So yeah. I'm gonna be quiet on this one.
Back up now. No, because I want to hear your take on it. After I'm gonna let you hear my point. Or do you wanna?
I
kind of want to hear it. It sounds like you.
I don't think I have
like
a dog
okay.
in this fight. I'm not looking for the guy. I think this was a question. No. The question was specifically geared towards, women. Can you date? And I don't think I qualify to answer this. So I'm more so proposing
okay, well,
the question.
I'll give you a question after I answer the question you gave me. I have
Sounds
a question
good.
For you.
Sounds good.
Okay. This thing on? No, I'm joking. So when you said the women in his family, he's the designated fix-it person, go-to person. So that's beyond just your mom. And even when it's just your mom, being the designated go-to fix-it person is that's a lot when you have your own family now, when you're married or when, when you're courting somebody, things are getting serious. I want to know that there's an off switch. I want to know that there's boundaries. I don't want to date somebody that doesn't have any boundaries, even when it comes to your mom or whoever else. Just because at the end of the day, you have to put yourself first. I'm the type of person in my family where if my parents need something, I'm going to do it. But I also know that they're not going to ask me for too much. They're not going to call me every single time there's an issue. They're not going to expect me to put them above everybody else and just drop everything because they're also self-sufficient. And I've seen a lot of times with some homegirls, with people in my life that these people that are, oh, this is the go-to person, they have some sort of entitlement. Because I know those types of people where it's if I call my son, he better answer. I don't care what he doing or who he with. What? Look, my son pay all my bills. Hold on now. All right now. He's with a chosen family now. That'd be crazy. I couldn't even imagine dating somebody with a parent like that. You know what? They her. That's your girl now. You have at it. And I wouldn't want to be a parent like that where I'm completely reliant on my child. That's wild to me. For emotional support, for financial support, for fixed. Man, you better download TaskRabbit and get a job at Walmart, boo. What's going on? Darn it.
Dag nabbit. Silly varmint.
Dag nabbit.
silly varmint.
Miss Giddy the poor dog. Being on the radio taught me how to say bad words better.
You said biscuit what and bulldog? What did you just say?
Biscuit eating bulldog.
Dog. Biscuit eating bulldog. What is that? You know what? I don't even got the brain to compute it right now. But it's funny because okay, I'm gonna let you ask the question you had to ask me. Biscuit eating bulldog is crazy.
So my question is,
what is it? I'm sitting here trying to figure out.
You know her internet.
I'm gonna let you think about it.
No, I was sitting here trying to think, like, what does that spell?
Same though. I was trying to say it like super fast.
What is that? Bam.
Now I keep trying to find abbreviation.
That's what I thought.
Like, is it an acronym?
That's what I thought if you was on your sugar honey iced tea. That's what I thought. No. So I'm sitting here,
dude,
like,
it's from that commercial. Do y'all remember Dirty Mouth? Clean It Up. Mm-mm. And they came in and it was arguing.
No.
Oh
no.
My goodness. Lies. It's so popular. I gotta know.
You're the bad kid.
I bet you some people listen. People listen. I'm not alone. All
right. So
y'all see, y'all gonna know.
It doesn't stand for anything, is what we just discovered. But yeah, back to the question. Beb.
Beb. Beb. So listen.
Yep.
If you had, I don't know your personal family structure, right? But if you had two sisters, a mother that would call you anytime, even when you with your family, and feel entitled, like, well, I'm your mom, drop everything, come quick, Craig's in trouble. Mm-hmm. Would you be that person? Like, that doesn't even sound right to be like, hey, like, this is my mom. I can't pay our bills today because I got to pay my mama bills still. Like, that's wild to me. Like, that thought process, like, is what a lot of these, I feel like these mothers, like, what do they call this on TikTok? They call it boy mom syndrome. They be thinking, like, they dating their son. Like, you have to give this man space and you have to let him become his own person and have his own family. Like, you are not your child's responsibility. Like, to an extent, yes. But it gets to the point where they really think that they are entitled, like they are your wife. Then that's when you ask that question, that's what my mind goes to, because I've seen that situation so many times. Like, I do understand being like, you know, my mom's short this month, I'm looking out. My sister need a little something, I got you. But when you're constantly running to their beck and call, that's overwhelming. Like, you just be with the move back in. Like, it's cool.
I got an answer.
Don't know that.
Welcome back to 101.7 The Truth, award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Make sure you guys give us a call and weigh in on these conversations that we're having at 833-212-1017. You can also text that line, or you can join the chat. We're on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. Ray, you said you had an answer to my question.
Oh, fish-eyed fool.
Let me ask you. Bruh. I'm gonna create a whole list of things I can say other than cuss words.
They giving us a list. They said that was the Orbitz gum commercial, Shannon. They yes! knew it in the chat. They yes! knew it in the chat. Jasmine said, "You lint liquor."
Yes.
Yeah, give
lint
us a
liquor.
If you, all right, Shannon.
She said that a little too excited.
Lint liquor.
Because y'all.
Like, if y'all would have seen her on YouTube, actually, the way her mouth said that, the way just, like, it came off way too easy.
That's how she said it.
Oh, she said that in a commercial, too. You know what? Yes. I think I'm starting to remember it. She's like, oh, you liquor. Yeah, let's start a, if you can, in the chat, shouts out to our chat. Give us a list of, acceptable acceptable
phrases
that we can say. Right? Mm-hmm. I like lint liquor, fish-eyed fool. I like fish-eyed fool a lot.
You don't like biscuit-eating bulldog?
That one is aggressive.
Revisiting it.
We'll.
See? I like that one. Look, it's too close to really cussing somebody out.
You might go to fight after that one. Would you sound close to a different kind of insult? But my answer
sounds very derogatory.
My answer, Shannon, is I feel like my answer could be a little layered to that question. If you don't know what we're talking about, we're talking about women saying they can't date the go-to guy for the other women in the family. And Shannon, you said, if I'm just summing it up, correct me if I'm wrong, it's like, all right, that's a lot to ask for somebody. If you just at their beck and call every time and bailing them out of everything. And I guess, is that Jive Turkey? I like Jive Turkey. Is that kind of
I like Jive Turkey.
is that, she made it sound like a meal, didn't she? Is that kind of like, is that kind of what you were saying in a nutshell, Shannon?
Pretty much, yeah. Like, I understand if you help out your people from time to time, of course. But when it becomes entitlement, that's a problem. And I feel like a lot of times in those type of situations, there's a person in the family that probably don't want to work, fully capable of working and figuring it out. But they like, well, my son got it. My son gonna do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's almost that level of like, it's that boy mom syndrome where they feel like their son is their husband. And at some point, the son either has to be like, listen, like, I'm an adult man now. I have my own family and I'm doing what I'm doing. And you got to chill out on that. Like, somebody got to set boundaries. But that in them situations, I don't feel like that happened, especially when, like, they almost are reliant on you for everything. That's a lot.
No, I feel that.
So my question was, you know, would you be okay with your family making you not your family that you created and made? Your wife and kids are supposed to be doing that. That's your family that you created and made. Yeah. But if your mom, your sister, your nieces, everybody called you every first of the month, hey, our bills due. Where the money at? Pull up.
Yeah. So I could see that, right? And I think my lens I was looking at it from was, and I think I mentioned this yesterday, is that is assuming that, okay, just because this person is showing up for everybody in their family, it's like, I felt like it's a wrong assumption to make that he can't show up for you and his family no more. But in discussions with the wife, and correct me if I'm wrong, this is where I felt like it was going to get interesting at. It seems like you all are more so talking but about a specific kind of individual that shows up at this person, not somebody that's like, all right, I'm about to go help my mama move a couch. I'm about to go help my mom with a bill or whatever. It sounds like it's more so leaning towards what you said, and a lot of what you said I feel like is what Amanda was saying last night as well, is that this person is, you know, as if the family doesn't think about, like, okay, our family member now has his own family. So I think what you're speaking from is that person where, like you said, they have that family member that's entitled, that feel like, I don't care what you're doing. Like, we your family, and you gon' you got to make
family first.
Yeah. So, I mean, I could soften my position on something like that, Shannon, if we're talking about that. And I was just,
that's what we're talking about.
Yeah. That's what we're talking about.
That's exactly, because, like, them, it's normal to help your family move a them biscuit and bulldogs. Because when you think about it, if your mom need a couch move, how many couches she got, like, that you're going to be called monthly? You get what I'm saying? Like, normal help is completely fine. But when it crosses over to where it affects family and your time with the family you created, that's out of question. Or even the family that you want to create. Because like we said, like at some point, like I know you said that it doesn't mean that you can't help out at home, can't take care of home. So it doesn't mean you can do at some point when
damn fish eyed fool. Pissing me off.
Listen. Can you hear me? I will lie about that.
Sugar eating bulldog. Sugar. No, it's not sugar eating. It's biscuit eating bulldog.
Can you hear me? Mic check.
Maybe. What'd it do? Yes, you are there.
All right, yeah, you're good.
Thank you. But no, it comes to a point where it starts affecting the home life. Even if you can financially do it, it also becomes a problem because it's like, why is it every single time they call? Why? First of all, why do grown people need you so much? Unless they got Alzheimer's, unless they're at that age where they become a baby again and you need to step up and be, you know, almost a parent to your parents. Because they do get to that age where it's like, okay, I need to watch over my parents a little more. They can move in or whatever the case may be. But when they're still younger and they still just acting like kids and just doing whatever they're doing, that's where it becomes a problem. And that's where it starts to interfere with home life because it's not even always about financial obligations, which that also can become a problem. But it's also about like being attentive to the family that you have. And being able to put up those boundaries and not make that family that you're creating or trying to create feel like they come after everybody else. That's just, you know, my take on things.
I feel that. Comment says, it's usually the son who has done well for himself and is called for caps lock everything, not the person who helps people as needed. So...
Exactly. It's definitely a big difference.
It's a huge difference. And like I said, I could soften my position on that, Shannon. I could get on your side of the program with that one. I get it now. I had some good guidance last night, you know. And,
yep.
And y'all was on the same page. But don't go anywhere.
I think because most women feel that way.
All right.
My bad. Look, I said, I feel like, dang it, I ain't done. We'll be back. We'll be back.
Don't say what you got to say, fool. Don't start nothing. No, no, go ahead. Oh, my God, bro. We is crazy. No. But when we come back, when we do come back, y'all, the governor's race has had one of the wildest weeks yet. And we do want to talk about Boosie paid $600. If the pardons was $600, boy, people just had him like parking tickets. Boosie paid $600,000 for a pardon that never came. Who else is paying for it? Don't go anywhere. Stay locked in right here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. This is The Lunch Break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon.
What do you mean by that?
Don't blame me, man.
Pardon me, I've been acting a po. Pardon me, I've been still acting po. Pardon me, I've been acting a po. Pardon me, I've been still acting po. Pardon me, I've been still acting po. Pardon me, Mr. Egg in the store. Pardon me, I've been still acting po. Pardon me, slipping in at the store. Pardon me, I've been still acting po. Pardon me, slipping standing at the store. Carbon sent on the seat in the flow. Carbon sent on the seat in the flow. Barking, I put that knife on your throat. Torture, I'ma step out of there.
What's up? You are back on The Lunch Break with the award-winning 101.7 The Truth with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon. Make sure you guys go ahead and follow us on all platforms at Ray Nitti and at maybe Shannon. And head over to the Facebook page. Follow us on The Lunch Break. Join the conversation on YouTube. Join our chat, man. We on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. Give us a call. Let us know what you're thinking. 833-212-1017. Boosie was begging for a pardon. Speaking of pardon me.
Beg your pardon. I like what you did there with that one. I like what you did there, Shando.
Thank you.
Man. Get Shannon. Hey. What am I reading? What is that in the... Oh.
What is I was like, what is you reading? I can't see the chat. So I'm like, what is happening over there?
She just saw you dancing on the screen. That's what it was. It took us a second for me to compute. See what we deal with. Man. So it's been busy in Milwaukee politics. Shifting the gears here. Let's get serious, right? Ain't a serious bone in our body. But
man, look, let me get my notebook and pen out. This is my serious.
We wanna you got your glasses on. We wanna talk about the race for the mansion. We wanna talk about droppers. What's that? Dropouts, people that dropped out the race, the dollars.
That's what you call them. You call them droppers.
Ah, I clip that up, Zach.
That sound like something else.
Droppers.
Okay.
Now we got a new term for people.
No, it's,
like
I mean.
Oh, is it?
But like, you're right. Pause. But take it how you want it, and that's another pause. But I mean, you got to stand on business. You got to stand on business, and if you're not standing on business, you got to get the business. Dropper. We talking about other words, right?
Dropper.
You don't want to be a dropper.
Yeah. Licking Zach dropper.
Zach is fired up. Last Wednesday, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley ended his campaign, saying it was clear he wouldn't be the nominee. Stepping out of this race, but not stepping away from the work, was his words. He stays on as county exec. And he's also the second dropout of second dropper, if we're using the words correctly, right? Second dropper after Missy Hughes, who also dropped out of the race. Both still appear on the August 11th primary ballot. Interesting. Okay, insert evil Shannon laugh. The Milwaukee Conversation, Crowley was our candidate. I saw a lot of people saying they were really excited about David getting in the race. And he was the first black county executive, kid from 53206. I know he says that a lot, but, it says something. He had the highest fundraising total in January, and it still didn't translate statewide. He himself named a question he kept hearing. Is Wisconsin ready to elect a black man from Milwaukee statewide? What does his exit say about that answer, in you all's opinion? I feel like Milwaukee was, not just Milwaukee, right? I just think the state was ready. But I want to hear from y'all. What do y'all think that it says about his statewide? 833-212-1017 is the number to call. Is Wisconsin ready to elect a black governor? And was that the grounds for saying, like, you know, he didn't see a clear path to it and so forth? Where the field stands right now, five Democrats remain. Mandela Barnes, Francesca Hong. Is it Francesca?
Francesca.
I was just going to say, I thought I was saying Francesca, but I'm seeing the spelling here, so it's Francesca. It's just, you know, it's got a little smooth spelling on it. Francesca Hong, Sarah Rodriguez, who also was endorsed by Missy Hughes and Crowley, and Kelda Royce, don't know who that is, respectfully. Joe Brennan. I know who that is. Never understood why he really got in the race, if I'm being honest. I got my thoughts about that. Against GOP front runner Tom Tiffany, who was Trump endorsed. So it's a lot on the line, right? So essentially, the field is very thin now. Mandela, Francesca, Sarah, Kelda, Joel Brennan. Shannon, Zach. Like, what should I do it? Nah, I ain't gonna do it.
I think you should. Oh, look, Before we go on,
right?
Is that guy weeks, that was still in the sign still in?
No, he seemed like he out. I don't even see his name on here no more. He out.
Dang.
He also said he knew he didn't stand a chance. He was like, you think you're going to win? He was like, no.
Self-awareness is key.
He said, no. So, anyway, we're going to, it's 4 weeks from today, right? 4 weeks from today, we'll be electing in the primary somebody from governor. And it's going to be out of those five people. Out of those five people, you know, it's a few interesting takes, a few different, it's a few different positions that I have. You know what? To hell with it. I'm going to say it. I feel like, respectfully, I could be wrong. This is my personal opinion. This is my personal opinion. I don't. It's two people I feel that shouldn't have gotten in. I understand why one of them did. I could make the case for why one of them did, right? But two of them, I just felt like, what are you doing? You just doing something now at this point, right? Two people I felt like they shouldn't have got in, and I'll give my reasonings, and this isn't to negate or steer anyone in any way, shape, or form. I don't feel like Joel Brennan should have gotten the race. And I also don't feel like Mandela should have gotten the race. That's my personal opinions. The Kelder Roys, don't know who that is. So it's not much I could say, right? I could humble myself and understand why a Mandela would, right? He ran a statewide race before against Ron Johnson.
And lost.
And okay. So that's my logic on, like, bro, let's not do this. Let's really lock in and get on the same page and figure stuff out. But he had the exposure to the donors, you know, from his first statewide race. He actually ran a statewide race. I didn't think that, you know, he should have got the nominee over Alex Lazary for that race, if we're being candid and honest, Shannon. I think Mandela getting in and split the black decision, one. Joel getting in, to me, I could be wrong. To me, Joel, like, the position that you have in Milwaukee, right? You're like the chair of the GMC, if I'm not mistaken, right? One of these larger corporations. I think it put a pause, per se, or it disrupted the flow of where potential strong donors could have pivoted their finances to actually help a candidate that could possibly win this. And I have my predictions, but I'm going to save my predictions. And we're going to get into some other things about what's been going on about this race. I'm trying to choose my words very wisely here, Shannon. I hope you all.
I see you. Look, you know how church, go ahead, let it out, take your time.
I'm trying to choose my words very wisely here. But don't go anywhere, y'all. When we come back, we are going to talk about Rodriguez's campaign crisis that broke yesterday. And then we just want to, just something that's been on the rumor mill regarding Francesca and Mandela. And my question is does that even matter? So let's regather ourselves, go get you a drink, go get you, if you need another snack, because when we come back, it's going to be hour two, and we're going to be getting into some business here, all right? So go take a quick break, reset, and come back and tap in with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. This is The Lunch Break.